True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have been tasked with, we're trying to keep ourselves honest with the potential race in Cleveland 2, the number one pick. About a week ago, we drafted our quarterback Deadpools. Jake Murren's been helping us out on this one as he is the afternoon drive quarterback Deadpool commissioner. So the teams are Nick, Mac, and JP. And we welcome in the commissioner, Jake Murren. Hi, Jake. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
We let you cook early in the show. My quarterback Deadpool roster cooked this weekend. I've been eating a lot this week, and it feels good.
Listen, did I need to put my quarterback Deadpool maybe in the oven for a little bit longer to let it cook a little bit more? Yeah, maybe. But I did have a quarterback.
Happens to a lot of people.
I did have a quarterback that, out of all the quarterbacks we're going to discuss today, had the most amount of touchdowns and also had the most amount of passing yards. And so maybe we're not off to as bad of a start as maybe people thought.
Yeah, and about the other two quarterbacks?
Not as great.
Okay.
Not as great.
I'm just wondering. All right, Jake, let's get a rundown here of just the skinny of the quarterback Deadpools here.
Yeah, so Nick, I believe you had the third and final pick in the draft. You ended up with Drew Aller, Garrett Nussmeier, and Carson Beck. JP, you had the second pick. You ended up with Cade Klubnik, Arch Manning, and Sam Levitt. Mac, with the first overall pick, took Lenoris Sellers. Followed that up with Fernando Mendoza and Aiden Childs.
Now, I'm as you guys know, my quarterbacks combined for 654 passing yards and four touchdowns, and I believe their record was 3-0.
Well, if we're going by that metric, then mine had yours beaten yards and touchdowns.
How about
win loss record?
How about wins though?
Well, that's not a quarterback stat.
I would disagree. Mac, how'd your quarterbacks do there?
Passing the eye test. Yeah. From watching their games, they did a really good job. Aiden Chow was happy with him. Mendoza doing a really good job against Old Dominion over the weekend. And then
you brought stats to the table, and you're like, they passed the eye test.
I sat down and watched Old Dominion.
You can tell who cares about the quarterback Deadpool and who's just like, it's 3:45 on a Thursday. Let's do this.
Okay, in fairness, nobody had a bigger stock bump this week than Lenora Sellers. Because a lot more people paid attention to South Carolina versus Virginia Tech because
it was on in the open window and it was the only game that mattered.
It was also Beamer Bowl. It was Shane Beamer versus the school that retired his dad to hire Justin friggin' Fuente.
It was on the right time for people to watch because it's every now and again you just have those games in those windows. And I feel like South Carolina ends up in that slot a lot. We're just like, I'm watching South Carolina football again. That's how I watched like five Lenora Sellers games last year.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened to be on in that slot, in that window where it's like, this is the best game that's on. Okay.
I also have a slight, let's say, soft spot for South Carolina because I know how people in the Carolinas talk about the Gamecocks program. And it's just such an afterthought. And so we're rooting for Shane Beamer, who's a great dude legitimately, and Lenore Sellers, who's a great kid legitimately. And the idea that Clemson's back and that's kind of robbed people of paying attention to what could be a really good South Carolina team. All right,
wait. Is Clemson back? Is that what you said?
Yes, even though they lost.
And who's the quarterback of that?
I almost said Doug Nussmeier. Not Garrett Nussmeier, the presumptive number one pick in
the
draft.
No, you're right. It's Cade Klubnick. And so if
how did Cade do, by the way?
If they're back, that means Klubnick never left.
I don't feel great about it right now.
I don't feel great about it now.
I think he left the club early, went home.
Here's on my drafting. Unlike our fantasy football draft where I got an A and was ranked the number one team in the entire fantasy football draft.
What a flex.
This draft didn't go as well for me. Oh, I noticed we didn't do a segment on that, by the way. I noticed that didn't turn out to be any conversation.
Yeah, because fantasy football drafts don't matter.
Yeah, well, all right.
If you hoist a championship, it matters. But, I mean... Bragging about fantasy football draft results and what ESPN gave you is a little bit like sniffing your own farts.
The moment Mayfield of Dreams starts to struggle, all of a sudden we're going to have a 10-minute block for what's going on in our fantasy football draft. But
especially when Flack to the future lights that ass up.
Best draft in the league, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I don't see that on the runway rundown anywhere. So the point is, I blame the draft position more than anything. I was forced to take Cade Klubnick. There was no other option.
After he
took Sellers, there was no other option. Yeah, I had to take Klubnick.
Garrett Nussmeier, who I then took with the first round
pick. I had to take Klubnick. It was the move. And then at number five overall, here's where hand up. I got a little greedy Williams on this one. I didn't have to take Arch Manning.
You didn't have to.
And I don't regret taking Arch Manning.
It seems like you regret taking Arch Manning.
But I'm not sure that was the wisest decision for the quarterback Deadpool.
I thought it was really
wise. I
love
the Sam Levitt pick. I think that one's going to pay off. Do I want
to... The one guy that had a good week?
Am I thinking right now about Josh Hoover? Is he a furry? Is he not a furry? I'm not really sure. I don't know if we'll ever truly find out. Reverse Google images say he is not a furry, but that's neither here nor there.
Stock in both the fur community and in the college football community is through the roof.
Did I watch Josh Hoover play a dynamic game and make MJ cry? Yeah,
ooh,
I did.
Does that sound like somebody's getting ready to cut a certain player?
We're not there yet. And this is I'm going to have to do the worst thing you can possibly do in sports talk radio. Let's see how this plays out.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to let it play out.
I can do that because I'm undefeated, and I'm playing Bethune-Cookman, Louisiana Tech, and Florida International this weekend, so I'm about to be 6-0.
A lot of powerhouses. Wait, is that the metric that we're using? Is quarterback wins off of this?
No, but my wins came against better teams. Like, your loss came to it. That's a good loss by Cade Klubnick.
What did
There's
Cam
no
Ward
shame
finish
there.
At with Miami last year? To go 1-1. Is that like a 4 or 5 loss season somewhere with Miami?
Maybe three? You can defend your turf all you want.
I'm just saying.
You had a bad draft, and you're defensive
about
it. We're
focused on the 2025 NFL draft, not the win-loss record of these college football programs.
Commissioner, I don't know if you would okay this trade. This is where this kind of comes in here. And again, we're playing our quarterback Deadpool here, where our teams are drafted. And now it is, do we have a week one buyer's remorse? I am willing to offer up a Carson Beck for Arch Manning trade. Now, it should be noted, I don't know that I'm willing to officially offer it. I might float it across the deck.
And if what are you officially waiting for? Are you waiting for me to stamp down and be like, are you waiting for me to be like, yes, I'd love to do it, and then you'd be like, psych?
I'm not doing it. Well, then I'm not offering it.
In fact, my representatives over here, they laughed you off the phone.
Yeah?
Yeah, they big
You're
ha-ha.
The one lusting for
big
a furry quarterback,
ha-ha.
Not me.
No. Reverse Google image search says he is not a furry.
Yeah.
But I'm very interested.
Yeah.
I can't get over the furry part.
Yeah.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Reverse Google images suggest that that was not him.
Someone realized that he was in some swamp water he wanted to get out of.
That was not him. And I'm interested. I'm interested in what Hoover has to offer.
All right.
In fact, I'd pick him up off the waivers before I would ever even entertain this deal. I would drop Arch Manning and pick up Hoover before I'd even consider Carson Beck.
Oh, my God. You are going to look like such a fool in about 4 weeks from now.
Oh, sure.
When Carson Beck is like a Heisman frontrunner, an early Heisman frontrunner.
Maybe dating the other Cavender twin. Give me a serious quarterback while we're at it.
He got twins? He's got twins? I'm sorry.
You just went to the Coors Light commercial from 25
sure
years ago.
I did.
Jake doesn't even know what you're referencing right now. It was a Super Bowl commercial, Jake. And it was everywhere.
You are lashing out at everybody here because your quarterbacks stink.
Am I on the defense? You bet your ass I'm on the defense right now.
Too bad Clemson wasn't on the defense.
You saw how my quarterbacks played week one.
I sure did.
You think I'm going to be all smiles and rainbows?
Yeah. I tweeted after every one of their bad performances. It was quite
enjoyable.
We
just got to let it see it play out just a little bit longer. I'm interested
how
in
much
Hoover.
Longer? I'm going to tell you right now, you got one more bad Arch performance in you.
Well, so that's the thing, though. If he has another bad performance or even just another couple bad performances off of whatever, like no way Arch is going to be like, I'm staying in college, or I'm going to the pros, screw college.
I mean, Drew Aller was pretty average for most of last year, had two good games in the playoffs, and people were like, maybe you should go to the pros.
Well, so I was holding on to the Will Howard side of this, but then even with Will Howard, going on that premier stretch after Michigan, still only ended up getting him in the fifth round. It's not like he skyrocketed to the top, but you can show really quickly in those playoffs. If you have the goods, you have the goods.
I mean, who's going to pick up Arch if you drop him right now for the furry Hoover?
You will. You just try to offer me Carson Beck for him, and then I laughed you off the phone.
No. I floated an idea, but I never fully submitted an offer. This is like the AJ McCarron for a second and third round picks thing.
Like, you mean like a fax machine?
I thought about it, but I never hit send on the fax machine.
Is my team down bad right now? Yes. Yes, they are. Are we overreacting to week one? No. Only losers overreact to week one.
Team is down bad for a furry.
Yeah. Now, in fairness, you should definitely think about dropping Aiden Childs.
Absolutely.
He looked really mad.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing.
Ooh,
with
you
that
should. Thing. That's what you should do. You should get the furry on your team.
If you take my
and
furry,
then hold him hostage.
If you take my furry,
take his furry.
The furry is all yours.
No, I don't want the.
Well,
furry.
Remember this. He's not.
He's lusting for the furry.
Wait, can I add a fourth quarterback while they don't? While they just keep three? Is that what I was just propositioned with by Mac?
No,
the furry's
he's
all
not
mine.
The commissioner?
Well, no, Jake's the commissioner.
I'm saying you can go and pick.
I'm asking the commissioner if that was a legal move.
No, teams are three.
Now, will there be a point where we could go to four?
Well, we'll have to discuss that and see.
Ooh, look at that. That's not committal.
I do think it might
that's
make
like
our,
a Taylor Swift, Roger Goodell. Maybe.
If we're talking about roster movement, I think four might be good because then we can have some waiver wire pickups and we can have all sorts
the
of...
The league rejects this. You're spinning your wheels over there because of a quarterback that's going to go in the fifth round anyways in Furry Hoover. No.
What is the quarterback Deadpool right now? Wait until Jonathan drops Arch Manning before we see movement?
I like that. Yeah, I like that one quite a bit.
We can't do that every week.
Well, that's what I was going to do you next. Yeah.
If we add a fourth into play, then I can pick up Hoover. You guys can pick up two Jamokes, and we can get cooking.
I don't want to pick up two Jamokes because I would have number one in the waiver claim because I had the last draft pick in that, so I would just pick up Hoover. That's so good. My God, this game theory is getting me there. He is incensed.
So I'm assuming no changes this week, guys. You are first on the waiver wire, Nick. If you wanted to add or drop any quarterbacks.
Yeah, thanks, Commissioner. After he lays out the rules for you.
Then you would be second, and then Mac would be third. That's what I was waiting on to see if I had to make any changes. And if
you know,
these
guys, if
are
you
want
to go to four quarterbacks, let's go to four quarterbacks right now. Who's in? You down, Mac?
I'm good with my three for right now.
Are you sure you don't know a fourth quarterback? So maybe that's the problem? Yeah. I'm doubting your college football knowledge right now.
Oh, man. He said we had to dumb-proof the segment for you. I can't believe it.
Well, I just didn't know.
I
didn't know if this was like the WNBA. Where?
Spicy.
I'm just challenging you. Can you think of a fourth quarterback that you would have?
No Google.
He doesn't have one.
Oh,
that
no.
was dirty pool.
Oh, no. Down goes
I was
Mac.
Trying to nag him into giving me the fourth quarterback so I could take the furry Hoover just to show you what's what. Backfired. It backfired. Jake, commissioner. By the way, I stay number one in the waiver wire, right?
Yeah, I believe so. You'll stay at number one because there were no changes, no additions this week.
He just, you're the commissioner. You get to make the rules. He just bullied you into giving him the waiver wire claim.
That's how that works. He didn't make any moves. Nobody made any moves.
What I heard was Nick making up the rules.
If you had stones.
Nick making up the rules, and you just complying to it.
If you had stones,
because you didn't have the authority.
You just make a move. You didn't change the waiver wire.
You didn't have the authority to go ahead and overrule him, which makes your whole commissionership is under question as of right now.
Now you're trying to bully Jake. Jeez. Somebody's trying to be on the morning show. The call is coming from inside the Bengals. Murren. It's Murren. The call is coming from inside the Bengals house. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.